On Monday, August 8th, Tall Can Audio hits 1,000 episodes.
Wait, that's still on? Who could possibly still care?
And the gang is all here to celebrate.
It's euphoric. It's got to be close to nirvana. It's outstanding.
For the first time ever, Maddie, Michaela, Rob, and Matt are all live in studio together.
It's happening, you guys! It's happening! Oh, my God, guys! Oh, my God! I wish you all were here!
Is this likely to go well?
Just check my notes here. No!
At least it will make a lot of noise.
Boom. Here comes the boom.
1,000 pods and 1,000 pints.
I don't think I've ever been as proud in my entire life.
TCA 1000 drops Monday, August 8th, wherever you find low-quality podcasts.
Fuck, it's out of control. Shit.
Are you an oyster or a bear?
You're not much for the suspense thing here. Mike goes on, first voice out.
Oh, shoot.
Welcome to the Audio Whiplash Podcast, a Grey Cup Week edition. This show, like every show this week, brought to you by Nita Beer Company. You can check them out at nitabeer.com or visit them in the Ottawa area at 190 Colonnade Road. They've got some great stuff going on. I, myself, I'm a fan of the stout called Perfectum. And if you're looking for something a little different, a little sweeter, Mr. Brown Has Gone Coconut is a personal favorite. And it's just, it's a little out there. It's a little different. Feel free to check that out. Also, you can follow us on Twitter at Tall Can Audio or visit us on Facebook. Same thing, facebook.com/TallCanAudio. Last one, if you want to support the show, you're enjoying the stuff that we're doing, you can head over to patreon.com/tallcanaudio. All kinds of bonus content over there for a nominal fee if you'd like to support the show. Last week, we put up some audio over there that was giving our patrons a heads up on our surprise guest.
Ruined it.
Nah, it's all right. You can see, you can hear, she's back. Amy Burke.
Yeah, see, I heard the music still. So I didn't think my mic was on.
We do a little fade.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Well, I forgot. I'm new here. But on the Mr. Brown Goes Coconut.
Yeah.
You definitely, that beer sticks around with you.
It's pretty good, eh?
Well, yeah, I did enjoy it, but I didn't really enjoy the beers or the burps about 6 hours later that still taste like coconut. So it definitely sticks around, but I always felt like I had this nice coconut breath.
Well, I myself enjoy a nice Perfectum right now because on a cool Ottawa day, a stout, quite nice.
Mm.
You're not much for the stouts.
No, I don't like the stouts.
What have you been up to?
Not too much.
Well, it's been like 15 months. Something must have happened, right?
Well,
I think the last time we had Amy on the show, I checked back before we fired up the microphones. You were on, I believe it was Tall Can Sports 79, talking about the Russians. And some of the shit they were getting into leading into the Rio Olympics and Paralympic Games that you were about to attend. You were also on a couple of episodes of Audio Whiplash there late, but that was about it. Probably August of 2016. Where you been?
Well, okay. I went to Brazil in September. Did a little Paralympic action there.
Was held hostage for the next year.
Give about that. That's why I haven't surfaced
yeah,
since
exactly.
Now. The government finally paid the fee to get me back because I'm just that cool.
Yeah.
Hell, I don't even know how
I think
we
paid it.
Rio.
The government wasn't wasn't in a big hurry.
They didn't care.
TCA ponied up and brought Amy home.
Oh, gosh. What happened? I think we finished
Amy.
Six TCA Amy.
Yeah.
There you go. See?
Yeah, like that.
It's like Berkamy.
Yeah. Berkamy7 on Twitter. Follow Amy.
It's another disease.
Oh, I got the Berkamy.
And the TCA Amy. Went to Brazil. I didn't do too much over the winter.
No.
Kind of laid low.
Yeah.
Got fat. Tried to not get fat.
Then had to get unfat.
Had to get unfat. Then went to Japan.
Nice.
Kind of broke my foot.
Yep.
So got fat again.
Had a nice limp going on. Nah, I wouldn't say that. So you are on your way to, excuse me, before you, or as you head out of here, you're off to Brazil.
Yeah, so I'll be gone again for another year.
Oh, that's a shame.
So I hope
everybody get their Amy fix here.
I hope you didn't empty your bank account.
So this would be qualifying for world championships for you, right?
Yeah.
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 All right. Well, that sounds good.
It will be. I hope.
Sao Paulo this time instead of
Rio. Yeah.
Or as you tend to call it.
Sao Paulo.
Why is that?
No, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know how S-O-A should sound.
That's
more
not
so
correct either. S-A-O.
Is it S-A-O? I always forget how it's spelt.
I think of like a fat cow. Like
sow.
A sow, yeah.
Sao
Paulo.
Well, Tyler gets mad at me too every time I say, how do I say it? Sao Paulo.
San Paulo is what you say. Sao Paulo is correct.
Okay, well, I started saying Sao Paulo for a while now.
Okay.
But he used to get furious with me and be like, it's not called that. Furious.
Wow.
Yeah.
The weirdest thing set him off.
Oh, I chased some hurricanes this past fall.
Oh, that's
winter,
true.
Winter. Jesus. Summer there. So I, you know, kind of chased some hurricanes there in the Caribbean.
Where were you the week before? Did you go away for something? Or I can remember sitting with Ty anyway over at your house with like CNN on or something and being like,
God damn it. She's in danger again.
Well, no, it was more like, you guys hadn't left yet, but it was just like...
I was in Tokyo, we were supposed to leave on the Tuesday. I don't know the date, like August 8th. I don't know. Let's say the 8th. And there was supposed to be a typhoon.
Yeah, I think
hit
that's
Tokyo
just other
on,
side of the world hurricane.
Yeah. Hit Tokyo on the Monday.
Yeah, this definitely wasn't that. This was about your vacation. And maybe you were just out.
I was home.
Okay. And we were just watching
this. Yeah, because it was...
They just kept like showing this path of the hurricane. It was like right over your resort. I guess that's going to be a problem.
It was Irma there.
Sup, Irma?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You bitch.
It was a rough... So you didn't get to go to Cuba. And
no.
They redirected you to...
Dominican.
Yeah.
At a small fee.
Yeah.
Well, more so actually... a fee because we went to a much better resort because Dominican is way more expensive than Cuba.
Yeah.
We tried to cheap out. And so we had to pay extra to go to our resort, but to go to Dominican was nothing.
Right.
So awesome job, WestJet. And, we left on a Sunday.
Yeah.
It's like the week after Irma hit Cuba. Left the Sunday, but we saw on the Saturday night that Maria was making its way to Dominican Republic. And we were like, by golly.
By golly, that sounds like you.
This is going to suck. But we were having dinner that night on the Saturday with Ty's parents. His sister, brother-in-law were in town. And so we were keeping it on the DL about Maria because, oh my gosh, Ty's mom would be having a fit and like pacing and all this crap. So we didn't want to worry her. And because we were like, you know, this is a week from now.
And my mom might tell me not to go.
Well, yeah, and I already have my plane ticket,
right.
So I'm going.
Right.
And we were hoping it would change course, but no, we took old Lucas there to Dominican for a day.
Yeah.
And then the first night, Maria actually made a huge shift to the north.
Right.
But she was staying on track, so she wasn't going to do a bigger move to the north like what we were hoping.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the Tuesday morning, we got there Sunday night, and Tuesday morning we woke up with flights for that evening.
You're going home.
Yeah. And you know, ultimately, the eye wasn't over the island, which is nice. I mean, you're just going to get hurricane force winds and a crap ton of rain.
Yeah.
But in the end, it was just, you're looking at the forecast and it's just going to rain for the whole week that we're there.
Yeah.
So it's the exact same weather at home right now.
But so, I can remember talking to you and you trying to downplay it to me as well. And I wasn't super worried because I know most of these companies and whatever. Now, some of them are total shit heaps. I think it was... American Airlines during Irma like tripled the price of their flights to get out of Florida, right?
Well,
like,
yeah. A poor guy that was there in the Dominican with his kids had his flight canceled.
Right.
He was supposed to leave on the Wednesday, so he saw us leaving on the Tuesday, and he asked if we were scheduled out that day or if we got switched to that day. So we said no, our airline told us this is when you're leaving.
Yeah.
We're not supposed to leave till the following Sunday.
Yeah.
And his flight was canceled, and they said, well, you're on your own, big guy.
Yeah. Well,
so
that's what I'm saying, right? Like I said, I'm pretty sure it was American who jacked all their prices up for people trying to leave Florida, right? It was Tampa area. It was Naples. It was a bunch of places that were going to get just smashed.
The Keys.
And whereas JetBlue dropped any flight going from anywhere in Florida out of Florida was capped at $89.
Yeah, it wouldn't that is nice.
Yeah. And I mean, you don't necessarily expect businesses to do that, but that's the right way to do business, right? Like, let's just get everybody out of here and worry about it later. And that's a... But not everybody's like that, right? And so WestJet, like you said, just came to you guys and said, you're going home.
Yeah, and they gave us a good little credit. So now we just need to find
a vacation attempt number three.
Exactly. And you know what? Surprisingly enough, we'll still probably go through hurricane season. Excuse me. Go for hurricane season.
Why?
Well, because it's the cheapest. I'm not making
money. Reason.
I know.
Anyway, so I can remember what I was going to say was I can remember talking to you before you left. Like I said, I wasn't super worried. I knew they'd get you out of there if there was going to be a huge problem. But you were downplaying it. It's just really windy. It's not going to be that big of a deal. And I remember saying to you, in a hurricane, it's not so much that the wind is blowing.
It's
what the wind is blowing.
It's the fact a tree stump might just get you off the face.
If a picnic table flies into your head, it doesn't matter that you did a couple of sit-ups this morning and you're pretty strong. You're going down, right?
All I picture is, have you ever seen the movie Twister?
No, but okay, I'm familiar with
it. Okay, all I can picture is these cows just floating in the air, like ready to smack you in the face.
Yeah, no, I can remember that being a big deal movie at the time, anyway.
Well, and Ty and I even said if we didn't have Lucas, we might have stuck it out. Because, I mean, him and I slept in a tent during a hurricane, so we kind of, you know, we can at least handle some winds at least
okay,
pushing
let's
us back.
Call that. That's a maritime Charlottetown hurricane, not a...
It was in Nova Scotia, actually. And it might have actually been tropical storm. But
yeah.
It was hurricane-forced winds. But, I mean, for what Dominican got, it wasn't as bad as what it sounded like they were going to get.
Right.
But in the end, you know, we had to get the little guy out of there.
So I've had a topic for a little while now that I wanted to talk about on the show. And as you are very well aware, my usual co-host, Rob... Not much of a social media guy. And he's on Twitter.
I know, it's funny watching him tweet.
At Captain Blowhard, if you'd like to follow him. No one else does, but you...
And I don't even think I follow him.
You don't. He said to me at one point, he's like, how do you get people to follow you? And like, tweet. Right? Like, get involved in a conversation. Every now and then he fires out something usually at Maddie to insult him. Maddie will be rolling into town later this week. For the first time, we will have both him and Rob in studio together. That should be interesting. But he's just not much. He has a Facebook. He hasn't checked it in like 4 years or whatever.
Probably doesn't even know the user information.
I would be shocked if he does. I think, and I know you're not with me, but I knew you would be able to relate to this a little better. I think I hate Facebook. I think I'm done with it. And believe me, when I say what I'm about to say, I'm probably as guilty as most people for doing the things that I hate on Facebook. But really think about your Facebook timeline. I'm looking at you, Amy, but also you listeners. I mean, you listeners as well. And I don't mean your personal timeline. Like when you click on, open your Facebook app and just start reading down your homepage, your timeline, whatever, right? Like not your specific profile. But
just
what your friends are doing.
The news.
Right. The news feed. That's what we're talking about. Really think how much of it is your friends posting a picture or a status update and how much of it is them sharing something that you couldn't possibly care less about. Because there's a lot of that at this point. Facebook has become a place where, and I have talked to you about this because you do have a habit of doing it more than I do and not as bad as some people. I saw this YouTube video, and I'd really like Amy to see that video. Instead of taking the 30 seconds extra it would take to copy that link onto Amy's profile, I'll just update my status and I'll tag Amy in it, and now all of my friends and all of her friends have to see the thing that was meant for just Amy.
But they might like it too.
They might, but who gives a shit? It wasn't meant for them, and the wide majority won't. Like, it's not for them, right? So this is just one of those things that... The real ones for me are, let's say you shared, I don't know, Paw Patrol Live is coming to Ottawa.
Oh, yes, they are.
Okay,
already here.
I actually forgot about that. That was just an example. I don't really care about that. I share the...
I went to it.
Look at you. How was it?
Super.
Yeah. I share something about the Leafs. Maybe 30% of my friends care about that, right? Like, I don't really understand when Facebook became this thing, and it's really, I've heard someone else much smarter than me use this phrase before. It's people talking at you instead of talking to you. It's just like, I like this, and the whole world should like it, so here it is, world. Like my thing that I like.
You know the one thing I hate?
What?
And Maddie actually did something one day with it, and I think I actually hearted the status because it just, I loved it.
Yeah.
But so many of my friends actually do it, is where they do that stupid colored background.
Yeah, what is that? What is the point of that?
I don't know, but it drives me nuts because it just turned your like forward status into a giant box.
Yeah, it takes up like half the screen now. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's blue.
Yeah, because that added something somehow.
Thank you.
Yeah.
No, is it blue because I should be sad? Or do you like
I remember
blue?
That Maddie posted something about it that said essentially, thank you to everyone. Go ahead.
Well, I don't remember how he worded
something
it.
Along the lines of thank you to everyone doing this as it makes it easy for me to figure out who to unfriend or something like that.
Oh my God. I definitely put a happy, like a ha 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 face on that.
Sure.
Thing. But what I actually do like, I don't like, but it was hilarious. Where you can like, it's more so the Facebook Messenger, you can like comments or something now on things. So I'll be scrolling through your nice long messages that you send me because I'm scrolling through.
Because I'm long-winded as shit.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I guess I must hold on it.
Okay.
So then this whole list of like thumbs down plus, you know,
yeah,
thumbs
last
up,
week I was only getting thumbs downs.
Because that's what's on the end.
Okay.
So then my poor thumb just hits the thumbs down.
Because you used to have this happen every now and then, but you would always, and then you would give me a thumbs up and then I'd be like, fucking thumbs up, right? Like I didn't mean to do that. I am not thumbs upping what you just said.
Well,
kind of thing.
So
but now they're all thumbs down.
Now like, I'm just thumbs downing everything. So you could be saying how I'm such a nice person and I'm thumbs downing.
Does that
you.
Sound like something I'm messaging you about?
Not really.
But yeah, I don't know. There's just, it just bugs me now. And one of the main reasons, and I don't know if I'm so addicted to Facebook or it's such a habit or whatever. I don't know for sure that I could quit it. But the main reason I'm still on it is because of the TCA stuff, right? We have to update the page and you have to have an account to have a fan page. And so you need it for stuff like that. But when I go to my personal page, and I do stupid, I share stupid things and I post things that later on I kind of go, I wish I hadn't posted that or whatever. But it's become this, and I really want you people to think the next time you're scrolling through this, how much it's just your friends putting things out there that really only apply. Like it's great that, I think the big problem is Facebook has started showing, like, in my timeline, Amy Burke liked this. And it's someone I don't know posting that maybe they got a new dog or had a new baby or...
Oh, see, my stuff doesn't have things like that.
Really?
Yeah. I also unfollow a lot of things.
Okay.
So, yeah. But yeah, I haven't seen, like... But
you don't see those that, like, both... Matt and Rob commented on this.
Oh, I would see something like that. Yeah, okay.
And it's just like
maybe a lot of my friends just don't like things.
And it's just like, I don't care. Like, I don't even know that person that they're commenting on. That thing has nothing to do with me, and yet here it is in my fucking timeline. And it's Twitter's getting bad for it. I know you don't spend as much time on Twitter, but like you see now on your actual Twitter timeline, even if you don't necessarily follow someone, you'll see Amy Burke liked this tweet.
Oh, yeah. I get notifications for that crap.
It's so annoying.
I'll get like Canadian Paralympic Committee and I don't know, Toronto Maple Leafs liked this tweet.
Sure.
I don't think they're liking the same tweet, but it's like.
So you can turn those notifications off.
Oh, my God. I got to figure that out.
But they will still show up in your timeline. Like, and so let's say it is something that you tweeted, right? And. I saw it, you tweeted it on Tuesday afternoon. I saw it when, you know, an hour later and that's all fine and dandy. The next day I'll see, Maddie Lang liked Amy Burke's tweet and there's your tweet again. And then like 8 hours later, it's somebody else liked Amy Burke. And you're like, I've seen this tweet enough. I don't
maybe
care.
Maybe that's for people like Rob who needs to get more followers.
Maybe.
See, maybe they thought of people like him.
It's just gotten to a point where
it annoys the general public. But and for people who don't know technology.
And they have that thing at the top now, if you haven't been on in a while, it's like recent.
Oh my God,
activity.
Have you seen this?
Yeah, and you're like, I did.
I do the see less often every time I go on there.
It doesn't change.
And it never changes. So that's actually half the reason why I don't go on Twitter.
Yeah. Well, it's just like, to me, Facebook is worse, but they're both getting to a point where it's just, do you actually want me to be here? Because, and then they went to, I wanted to get your opinion on this, and maybe you don't care that much, because a lot of people are losing their minds that they now have now gone to 280 character tweets instead of 140.
Well, that's actually really nice.
Yeah. And I don't really care either way. It's nice to have to not have to like, I need like three less characters. So I'm going to use the number
four.
Yeah. And stuff like letter B number four for the word before, stuff like that when
and
you're trying to
W/O for yeah, without
exactly.
or something. Yeah.
And it's just like, okay, it's nice to have a little bit, but people started losing their minds.
Saying it's too long?
It's too long. And the whole point was that it was 140 characters. And I feel like reminding them that was not the whole point. The reason they were 140 characters, because way back in the day when it started, remember Twitter was based on text messages. Your tweets came in like text.
Yeah. And they were 140 characters.
They were 160, but it had to allow for your username. Oh, right.
Okay.
So that's why it was 20 characters given for a username and then 140 for. So it wasn't like Twitter ever sat down and said, this is the magic number. They sat and looked at how does this service work? So it did become arbitrary as it moved to being more of an app instead of text messages. But to then lose your mind over, like, to me, they're just numbers. Like, if you don't like it, leave. Like, you.
Or just don't write 280 characters.
I think the point, though, is as you're scrolling through,
seeing
an essay.
Yeah,
right?
Okay. Well, no, it's not that long. It's like 280 characters.
How many, you know, is it now a blog post instead of a tweet, right?
Mm.
Like, I don't know.
Get to MySpace.
I wanted to ask you about something else, Amy.
Oh, I hope it wasn't MySpace because I know nothing about MySpace.
Did you ever have MySpace?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, I did. The thing that was weird about MySpace was
just before my time, I think.
Was top friends. It was so weird. Or your top eight, they called it. And it was like so insulting to the rest of your friends. Like, these are my top friends, right? And you pick and you drag here.
Well, then,
and, like,
if then you were, it's like, sad if you didn't have top eight.
Right. Like, if you were just kind of came over and you're like, oh, I guess I'm not in your top. Like, it was so weird to rank your friends. Like, anyway, I was somewhere a week or so ago. And they were watching a show I know you're very familiar with, the old Paw Patrol.
Oh, Paw Patrol.
And I think
Paw Patrol.
I'm kind of half having this conversation that I don't really want to be having. I'm there with someone and, you know, I'm not really wanting to be there. But they have on for their kid season 3 of Paw Patrol. And I know it was season 3 because the two parents who were talking were very excited that I know season 3 has been out for a while, but it was just like, oh, it took so long to get a third season. And I have real issues with, well, I want you to know, as someone who has probably watched all of these episodes a million times.
Oh, you can bet your bottom dollar.
Where I'm at. I'm at season 3. That's what I was indulged with. How is it that all of this city, what's the city called?
Adventure Bay. And Mayor Goodway is the head of
Adventure
Bay. We're
going to get to Mayor Goodway.
Okay, because she's stupid as hell to be a mayor.
Yeah. I don't know who votes for a lunatic with a chicken in her purse, but that we're going to talk about the good citizens of Adventure Bay here too, because they get what they deserve with their politicians. How is it that every bit of that city's essential services, whether it be fire, whether it be construction, have all been entrusted to a child and his group of dogs?
I don't know.
They don't have a fire department. They don't have a... It's just like, and so in theory, most cities, you would have like bids, right? You would have contracts. Ryder's the kid.
Mm-hmm.
Is he getting paid? Like, does he get compensated? And do the dogs get a share of that? Or are they just his fucking slaves? Because that's kind of what it looks like to me.
I think they're volunteers.
They're volunteers.
And Ryder must just get that awesome lookout. But I mean, I can't imagine you want to get into a giant Paw Patrol conversation here. But the one episode, the one episode that really bothers me is where Marshall is so sad because he thinks his friends don't want him. He's the fire pup, in case you don't know.
Yeah.
He leaves the Paw Patrol. Okay, so he leaves. So now, what's going to happen if there's a fire? Who is in charge of the fire?
But that's what I'm saying. How does this city's entire infrastructure rely on a 10-year-old kid and his pack of dogs?
They probably just
horribly unsafe.
They probably just assume the kids don't horribly understand.
And like I said, as if Ryder has actually gone through the process, gone through the contracts, and is now the provider of construction services in the city and fire services in the city and whatever else they do, right? He should be rolling in it. And he clearly is. He's got a bus. He's got a fucking air patroller.
He has a sea patroller now, which you probably don't even know of.
No, I guess I don't. But what do the dogs get? They get treats whenever they do something well.
Yeah, and they get the satisfaction knowing that they help their city.
Get paid, man. That's what life's all about.
I don't know. It's probably more so the fact that you just did something nice for someone.
Oh, God.
Not everything's about money, you know.
I happen to believe, and I'm sitting here and I'm writing notes. That's what I keep looking at. I'm looking at notes in my phone as I watch this show and go, this is corrupt as shit. Like, this is terrible message to be sending to
kids. I read a thing on Facebook about, it was like the top 10 things that piss parents off about the show Paw Patrol.
Okay.
And it was, essentially how a 12-year-old kid can run the city and not be in school, along with Katie, who runs the pet parlor. She's for some reason not in school.
Oh, I got beef with Katie.
Oh, but Callie. Callie's the cute little kitty.
Well, who's the... When we talk about how Mayor Goodway, someone with a chicken in her purse, clearly a lunatic, gets elected mayor, how does that happen? Same way Donald Trump gets elected. Terrible, terrible voters. You have Yumi
and Farmer Al. You really did your research?
Yes, because this is crap. He can't farm. His farm is terrible.
Well, what's who's? The Yumi's or Yumi? Al's? Yumi, she's a girl.
Whatever. I can't tell them apart. I don't.
Farmer Yumi is also the...
Mr. Porter's grocery store is a joke.
Yes.
Like, these are the people who get to vote for... I'm upset, man. This is the future of our... Ryder, to go back to how he got all of this stuff, he's got something on Mayor Goodway. Like, he's got something on her that she had to give him these contracts, right? She had to give him this. Don't you think?
I don't know. I haven't.
I can't believe you've watched as much of this show as you have and you haven't gotten any of this stuff.
No, our biggest thing is, like, I don't know, how is a pack of dogs the thing that helps your city? Like, how do you rely on a pack of dogs?
Speaking of these shitty voters, here's another name I just put. Captain Turbot, how does that motherfucker still have a boating license?
You probably don't need to do much for a boating license.
Honest to God, you don't actually. I have one. Can we talk about Sky?
I hate her.
Sky.
A cockapoo?
Sky is horribly underused. For a long time, she was the only girl, and then they brought in...
Everest.
Stole all her thunder. Sky, if we look at all the things that on a weekly basis these dogs have to go and do... Sky has a goddamn helicopter, could solve 80% of their problems herself. Owl stuck in a tree again? Get the helicopter. What's his name? Jake stuck on a mountain? Get the helicopter. No. Fucking no. It's a goddamn bulldozer or grappling hook every single time.
For
get
the winch.
Helicopter.
Or the winch.
That's basically what a grappling hook is.
Well, and then there's, oh my God, we don't even know how Sky's little helicopter can fly herself. But her propellers might cause an avalanche.
They got someone a drone. Chase, I think, got a drone.
Chase has a drone, yeah.
Is she not sitting back going, guys, it's kind of my deal flying. That's what I do, right? Can we?
They need to make sure everybody has a
chance.
I'm
not done, man. I want to talk about Marshall.
How he's clumsy as hell?
And everybody just laughs at him. When he falls that often, there's clearly something wrong. He's clearly got some kind of neurological disease. He's clearly sick.
He probably just has vertigo.
His friends just sit there and laugh at him. Is that a message you want to send to kids?
I do.
Same with, what's the guy who used to live on the street? He says, his debut episode, I think it's Rubble, maybe. In his debut episode, he says, I haven't eaten in days. And the other pups laugh. I know this is far deeper into Paw Patrol than you thought you were going. This is terrible. This is what we're teaching our kids.
Lucas can full on quote the episodes.
Well, Lucas being led down a dark path. Last thing, because this is, to me, the worst one of them all. Okay? Last one. What's the kid's name? Ryder?
Ryder.
So somehow he gets word at his stupid lookout. Oh, an otter's drowning or something's happening. And instead of leaping into action, he takes the time to animate and draw a cartoon for the dogs of how we're going to go and take care of this. Do you honestly have time to do this?
Not even that bad.
How is that not that bad? You have time to stop and draw a cartoon before you go save this otter drowning or whatever.
What is worse is when they're on scene and he summons them to the lookout. So they're already on
scene. Can't we just meet at the emergency?
Yeah, no. You need to go back to the lookout to then go back to the emergency where you already were.
It's pathetic. This whole town is falling apart. You've left it to some jerky kid to run. He's neglecting his dogs. They're clearly slave wages while he's getting fat rich off all these corrupt money he's got. You got poor Sky being neglected. They got the recycling dog. Your superpower is useless. I don't know what you think you're going to contribute. What have you ever contributed to?
You just don't lose it. You reuse it.
Yeah, terrible. So get a real thing. Go take Sky's helicopter. They never let her use it. I'm sure I didn't.
That the show was Canadian?
You know what else is Canadian? That Caillou or whatever.
I hate that show. So that was a freaking awful show. Yeah. But Paw Patrol, it's not really Canadian anymore. The Americans bought it. But it started off Canadian. Lives. And then Nickelodeon got a hold of it.
Nickelodeon,
whatever the hell it is.
Yeah.
They got a hold of it. Now they're running the show. But yeah, it started off, I think, for the first maybe two seasons.
Yeah.
It was just the first season. But yeah, it was definitely Canadian for the first
little
bit.
Blown away by the stuff that's allowed to go on in Adventure Bay, man.
But look at Canada actually succeeding in something in TV.
I guess. But to me, it must have been based in Montreal because they got a big mafia deal there, and I think that must be what's really happening in Adventure
Riders
Bay
secretly
here.
Part of the mafia.
I think so. Mm. I'm sorry. That was just eating me up a bit for the last week, and I was pretty sure you would be the one who might relate the most to...
I'll tell you what. Next time you're over...
I don't want to watch
it. No, you don't have to watch it, but you should. If you really want to get caught up, though, they have... I think like 5 seasons on Netflix.
Oh my God.
But Saturdays when they air their new shows, their new episodes, uh-huh. It's at 8. Mm. You could set it up to PVR because sometimes it starts at 7:55 or something like that.
Good.
We're up to always see it. But no, talk to Lucas about your concerns.
I should.
He will probably shut you down.
I should let him know. Well, he won't even let me play with pickles, so he's not going to take well kindly to my insults of his favorite show. But I was concerned, and I just wanted the rest of the world to be woken up to what's really happening in Adventure Bay and maybe help these slave dogs.
Yeah, they're kind of...
clearly being mistreated. We have you for one more episode this week. We're going to talk a little scandalous Russian doping scheme. Scheme? Scam?
Scam.
I already said scamming. Whatever. What did
Scheming?
I say?
Scheming? I don't know. What'd you say?
I don't know. I've kind of gotten all tangled up on my words here, but... you're going to be on Tall Can Sports a little later on this week, and you're off to Brazil. Represent Canada, try and qualify for world championships.
Yay.
Yeah, that's correct.
Let's just hope I'm not stuck there for a year because I really don't want to be.
No one wants that.
No.
I appreciate you doing this. It's good to have you back.
Well, thanks.
It's been a while. And
I will admit, I was slightly nervous this morning.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, oh, God, I'm going to
come over and talk about Paw Patrol.
Well, had I known it was Paw Patrol, I probably would have eased myself. But
well, that's why, normally I send you, articles or whatever that we might talk about. And I'm just like, everything I got in mind, she's got a good handle on.
Yeah, no, but no, I woke up this morning. I'm like, what did I get myself into? I'm a little nervous.
It's good to have you back, man. And so beyond this week, you're going to pop in from time to time, I believe.
That's the plan anyway.
And hopefully... it won't be another year before...
If your numbers drop, though, I might have to leave.
No, I just won't tell you.
You might want me going.
That's true. maybe it won't even have to be anything to do with the numbers. so you'll be on Tall Can Sports. Make sure, for the rest of you, you check out tallcanaudio.com or your podcast feed. This week, man, it's loaded down. We got Nate Sager of Sportsnet. We have AJ Jackiebeck of TSN. We have Andy from Nita Beer Company. Don't forget, Nita is our presenting sponsor for all our Grey Cup coverage. That's at nitabeer.com if you want to check them out. NITABEER.com. What else we got going? Maddie Lang in town.
Did you say Nate?
I did say Nate of at Sportsnet. Yeah, it's gonna be good. So make sure you stick around. We have lots on the go. We're going to be bombing around this weekend, the Grey Cup Festival, some of those
stupid
local team
Red
parties.
Black.
It's going to be great. Red Blacks went down hard. Yeah, that's. But it should be a great game. And then Amy will also be back, but just briefly, on our prediction show for her prediction on the big game on Sunday. So you can follow us on Twitter at Tall Can Audio. Follow her on Twitter at BurkeAmy7. Facebook.com/TallCanAudio, Patreon.com/TallCanAudio if you want to support the show. Thanks to Nita Beer Company once again for sponsoring this episode and all episodes this week of Tall Can Audio shows. Amy, we'll see you on the next one.
All right, thank you.
This one's empty. For more, visit tallcanaudio.com or find us on Twitter and Facebook at tallcanaudio.